Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
86 Productions.
Hello and welcome to Off the Mark, the only podcast providing the most in-depth insight and analysis into the world of professional wrestling. I am your host, Andrew Hughes. I'm joined by my co-host, Aaron Hughes. Let's start the show by discussing the most recent news. AJ is number one on PWI's top 500. What do you think of this, Aaron?
I think it's well-deserved. You know, I mean, AJ is a great wrestler. The only thing I would say is I don't know if you really need the top 500 wrestlers because if you're like number 497, I mean, how is your ego then? You know, that's my question, you know? So, but no, I think it's well deserved. So what about you?
I think that he does deserve it. I think he's probably one of the best wrestlers out there right now. And I think that he'll just continue to, improve over the years. And it would be seriously nice to see him in the WWE at some point. But I know that he's happy where he's at right now. Michelle McCool is number one. I don't understand
this at all.
Yeah, I don't understand it. Why is she number one?
I don't know.
Should have still been number one like she was earlier.
You know, I mean, Mickie James deserves it, I think, you know, if I was doing the poll. But I don't know. I mean, they obviously have their own formula that they use in order to predict, you know, or for their choice of who number one is. And Michelle McCool, she fit it. So,
yeah, dude, I just don't think Michelle McCool deserves it. I think Mickie James still deserved it. I know that she's not wrestling right this second, but still, of all the women, she's probably the best. But you have this thing on here saying The Miz was upset with Randy Orton on Raw. Why was he upset?
So there's something that, we should spend like a bunch of time talking about sometime. Not now, but Randy Orton, I almost think, is a drama queen. I really do. Like, he's... I shouldn't say drama queen, but he's like a perfectionist. When Ken Kennedy or Ken Anderson, when he was fired because of Randy Orton.
I remember that.
That's the fact. And Kofi, when Kofi Kingston was getting this huge push, Kofi botched a spot. And it wasn't like a horrible botch, apparently, because I mean, I didn't know about it. But it turns out Kofi botched a spot with Randy Orton, which completely halted his push. Same thing happened here. The Miz on Raw apparently botched a spot, which I didn't see. I didn't see him botch anything, but apparently Randy Orton, it wasn't perfect, and so he threw a fit backstage. I mean, he threw a huge fit, so don't be surprised if The Miz actually, if his push gets a little bit downplayed.
I don't think they go that far at this point, though, with the Walt. Well, I guess they did with Kennedy. That is true. I just don't know what the big deal is. I don't remember seeing this botched spot. And in fact, I even went back and rewatched stuff just to see where this botched spot was, and I didn't see it. I actually did not. Samoa Joe suspended. Is that legit or is that a work?
So what happened with this was that there was Samoa Joe versus Jeff Hardy. And they announce, you know, like they do with all of TNA's matches, they say it's set for one fall, 10-minute time limit or 20-minute time limit, whatever it is. And during the match, they said, oh, there's only 30 seconds left in it. And the moment they say that, you pretty much know it's going to go to a draw. You know, if they say there's 30 seconds left. And Samoa Joe basically freaked out. He got really upset about it. He went to the production truck, and he basically threw a fit. He pulled a Randy Orton, let's say. He got really upset about it, and so they decided to suspend him indefinitely, which is unfortunate because I think that Samoa Joe, you know, he was gone for a while, and then he came back, and they were looking probably to push him. So
now I'm wondering how much was actually legitimized. You know what I mean? Like, how much of that was he like dead serious about? Like, you know, I guess I don't know what the whole situation was. I mean, I wish we know what the exact match was. Did they say that?
It was Samoa Joe versus Jeff Hardy was the match. So I don't know. I mean, you know, this is just, we're just reporting it, you know. I mean, yeah. Who knows how long he'll actually be gone for, but he's gone right now. So,
well, we got here that the TNA stars did not like the ECW revival. I'm not surprised by this at all. I mean, at some point you have to basically not be Pauly Shore. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I mean, I understand this. You know, if I was a TNA wrestler, I would probably be in the same boat. You know, don't look backward, look forward. So, but speaking of looking forward, I wanted to know your thoughts on Ring of Honor heavyweight champion Tyler Black signing with the WWE.
I don't think Tyler Black's that big of a deal. Actually, I don't think he's that big of a deal. In all seriousness. He's a good wrestler, but like it seems that whenever the WWE signs certain guys, there's some that I'm just like, meh. And he's one of them. Like, all right, you know, it's kind of nice. He's going to be in the, you know, on the roster, but truthfully, I could care less. I mean, I know that's horrible to say too, because I'm a big ROH fan. Actually, I just watched him wrestle Christopher Daniels, which was actually an excellent match on Monday. But I don't know, dude. He just doesn't seem like he has it. He doesn't seem polished. And I know he's going to go down, you know, to Florida Championship Wrestling, but he needs more work, I think. I don't know. Have you seen it? You know, what do you think, dude?
I actually like him. He needs better mic skills, but I think that WWE really wants young talent, and they really want somebody that they can just wrap their whole franchise around. And that's what John Cena is right now. John Cena is a movie star. John Cena is going to go the way of The Rock. And, you know, people remember him as being this great wrestler, even though he's not, kind of like Hulk Hogan or The Rock. And they really need to get somebody like a Tyler Black who's going to be more similar to a Shawn Michaels, who will be around for a long time, is a pretty good wrestler, and, you know, is going to put butts in the seats, you know. So I really like Tyler Black, so I'm going to disagree with you there. But I think it's interesting to see
these former Ring of Honor champions
becoming – you know, WWE or TNA stars.
Right. I mean, I can't be right all the time, but one thing that you didn't put in the notes, and I'm surprised you haven't said anything. Good old Linda McMahon. She's going to be the GOP nominee. What do you think of that?
I thought about putting it in there, but I was like, you know, I don't know. I was like, you know, who really cares? I think I'll wait till she wins and then we'll put it in there. You know, we'll talk about it in November. You know, I really don't care about that much. So
you said the word win. If remember, if I don't
they're saying she will.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh gosh, no, I don't, dude. I don't think she's gonna win. I don't know. I just have my gut feeling is that they're gonna bring up the Eugene character, which they've already tried to use against her, and she still won. So they're gonna. So. But they said, I guess the other guy, the only thing they got on him is that he kept on telling people he served in Vietnam over and over again, and he didn't. So that's really what they have. And, you know, if she wins, great, because then we're going to see a PG-13 product again. But I don't know, man. PG is just not the way of going.
I agree with that.
Oh, dude, you did bring up something about John Cena. I think he is a good wrestler. I actually think he's a decent wrestler. And the film that they're coming out with, I don't know what it's called. Off the top of my head, I'm not sure what it's called. But that looks actually really good. And that's probably going to make him leave the WWE, which is kind of sad also.
Well, there's going to be a void to fill, you know? So,
well, that's why they're bringing up talent right now. But Hardcore Justice, I have to admit, I didn't miss this live. I had to watch it on Monday morning. Actually, not bad for the pay-per-view. I watched the entire thing. There's a lot of good matches, lots of things that, you know, it's kind of cool seeing, but, you know, you already saw that stuff as well. Is it too little too late to bring back ECW, Aaron?
I think it is. I was actually really excited for the pay-per-view. I really was looking forward to seeing some of the stars, you know, come back. But you also got to realize that ECW closed shop 10 years ago. 10 years ago, ECW closed down. That means that these wrestlers, who some you haven't seen in a while, like on you know, major television, they're 10 years older. Well, you know, the thing is, you age. You gain weight, let's say, for some of the people. You look different, a little bit different at least. And I thought it was kind of noticeable for some of the wrestlers. And so because of that, I think I didn't enjoy it nearly as much. I thought that the Sabu RVD match, it was exactly what you would expect it to be. But
sloppy.
I don't think
that match was sloppy, dude.
It was sloppy. Yeah, exactly. And I thought that too. But the thing is, that's it was similar to watching them wrestle 5 years ago in WWE.
I know.
It's similar to watching them wrestle 10 years ago. So it wasn't that special, I don't think. So
at what point do we just need to say that ECW just needs to be done with? I mean, WCW went on its way, and of course, you know, there's not going to be WCW tribute shows because they're all in WWE or TNA, so you really can't have a tribute show. In a way, I wish that both organizations would just get together and say, hey, we're going to go ahead and have one more thing. Like, I think I talked to you about this. Like, let Paul Heyman run like 14 episodes, you know, and have like the 13th one, your pay-per-view, the 14th one is the finale, and then ECW, you say, we're sorry, but we're going to close the books forever on ECW. And that's it. I mean, and Paul Heyman, if you tell him like you have 14 shows, one pay-per-view, including in those 14 shows, he would go nuts, completely nuts over everything. And I guarantee you, he can actually make something, you know, good out of it. Now, am I saying bring back ECW? No, because Paul Heyman was bringing guys in that were basically who'd worked, you know, Ring of Honor, of all things. Now you don't have, you know, that you have Ring of Honor, it's kind of hard to bring those guys through. You know, you have to find, this sounds really bad, but bottom of the barrel is what you're kind of at.
And I think there's a couple more things I would like to add, a couple more points I would like to touch on. The first one is that with watching the show, there was no real build up to it. So you see the FBI out there, and it's like, okay, well, why are they wrestling these people? Is there a storyline there at all? No, they're just wrestling to wrestle. So it's like you kind of get lost a little in that. You know, you don't have that emotion of you slept with my dead girlfriend or anything like that. You know, you don't have that emotion there. There was no investment there except for the Raven Tommy Dreamer feud. That was the only one that they actually built up on TV. The second point I wanted to make is that ECW being this niche thing, that's the only reason they're going to have a tribute show is because they were a niche audience. And WCW, they were basically WWE, you know? And so you don't have a tribute show to WCW since it's like, well, there's no need to, because all you would do is you would just have a regular wrestling match, you know? Mm-hmm. So, but anyway.
But yeah, do you think that copyright infringement hurt the pay-per-view?
I think it did. I think not being able to use the ECW name and having wrestlers have to change their names, I think that really, it sounds weird when you're announcing it. So I don't know. What did you think?
I think it actually destroyed the pay-per-view. That's the one thing that I truthfully believe was destroyed was the simple fact that you couldn't, you couldn't say ECW. And yeah, the crowd chanted it all the damn time. But the thing is, when the wrestlers have to say this Philadelphia promotion or just, you know, keep saying things that was so close to saying ECW. You know, to me, it was boring. Like, you can't even say Justin Credible. Like, they can't even use his name because WWE owns that. You can't say the Dudley Boys because they own that. I mean, it's almost like, in all seriousness, without the WWE, they need to have one more. They truthfully should have one more show and call it. And just say, we're done after this. No more ECW stuff. You can say all you want in the crowds and crap. But we want to go ahead and let this, you know, put this to rest. And that's why we're going to have this one super show. Guys from WWE, TNA, Ring of Honor, Indies, just all get together and have Paul Heyman run the entire thing. Have the WWE use their HD cameras. Have it at the Hammerstein Ballroom. End it. You know, just one more time. Call it.
But I actually think that this was one too many, in fact. So I think that, you know, they should have left, you know, 3 years ago or so.
Yeah, but they're polyshoring their stay right now, dude. Yeah. Anyways, so we're not going to polyshore our stay, and we're going to move on to Raw. The great Khali is gone from Team Raw. He got hurt on an attack from Nexus. Boo-hoo. He brought a lot to the table. What do you think of this, dude?
Well, you know who the replacement will probably be, right?
I already know.
It's going to be Triple H.
Nope.
Who's it going to be?
I checked, and I'm not going to say who it is, but I will put in the show notes because I'm right.
Okay.
In fact,
All right. Well, I think Triple H. So
Triple H? But I'll just put it this way. The guy's not in the WWE right now, technically.
Okay. But I think I know who you're going for. But the other thing, too, is Team Raw unified. They actually, like Edge and Jericho, you know, rejoined Team Raw after, you know, leaving. Did you like that? Like, was that kind of a good moment to see?
Actually, it was a good moment. It was a very good moment. I was pretty happy about it because to me, it just, I don't know, like, it's almost like, you know, like finally they're like, all right, we need to, you know, like, all right, well, we better get together because otherwise we're going to be screwed. You know, we don't want these guys saying that they're better than us when they're not. One of those things.
It was a much better Raw than last week's too. So, I mean, you know, that always helps out also.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Moving on to Morrison did an awesome flipping downward spiral. Okay.
Yeah, a reverse, or not a reverse, but like a, I guess you would call an inverted Russian leg sweep. It was Edge's old finisher. It was called the downward spiral.
That's what
And he
that's
grabbed
what
it's the
called?
Guy. He grabbed, it was Zack Ryder.
Yeah.
He grabbed him and he did it. And I mean, they actually, I mean, Zack Ryder, you know, I'm going to give him a lot of credit. I don't care for his character and I don't think that he's going to be an amazing wrestler. But man, he makes everyone else look good. I mean, he really does. And that move looked phenomenal on TV. It really did.
Now, isn't there someone who actually uses that move?
I think so.
I just can't remember who it is, but I actually remember someone using that. I don't know why. I'm actually trying to figure this out. Who it was? I think it was someone actually who's in NXT or something like that. Anyways.
Hey, now I wanted to move on to SmackDown because Kofi versus Dolph was announced for the pay-per-view. Now, Dolph just beat Kofi for the IC title, and there are reports online that it's going to be a six-pack challenge. Now, this wasn't announced on SmackDown, but they may announce it before the pay-per-view, and the six-pack challenge, it'll be Kofi and Dolph, and then, of course, Cody Rhodes, Christian, Drew McIntyre, and Matt Hardy will be thrown into the mix. Do you think this would be a good spot to put it in the pay-per-view?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, definitely, dude. Just
you want to hear something crazy?
What?
I disagree. I don't think it would be good for the pay-per-view.
Why?
Because to have that big of a match, a six-person match for the IC title, a six-way dance, and not even announce it, just say it's a one-on-one. This is a match. I would say on next SmackDown, they say we're going to do a six-pack challenge for the IC title. Have it at the next pay-per-view, then you can build up the momentum to it. I think it'd be actually a really bad idea to make it a six-pack, and that's why. So,
I guess with no momentum, I see your point, but I still think it can happen. I still think it would be really, really good. Cody Rhodes beats Christian. Why? What's the point of this match?
Well, just the same thing with Drew beating Matt Hardy. You know, they're... You know, I've said it time and time again, they're being used as stepping stones. And I got to ask you how you feel being a Matt Hardy fan. I mean, does that just really turn your gut?
It takes me off, actually. It's like, come on. It's like, get over it. You know what I mean? Like, Christian shouldn't be losing to someone like, you know, Cody Rhodes. I mean, yeah, you're kind of bringing him up and stuff, but no, you don't need to do that. No way. I think it just hurts him. Oh, I mean, that's just, sorry, I cannot think straight about this. It just takes me off more than anything, too. It's ridiculous.
Well, let's move on to NXT then. Caval, he finally got a win. He gets another win in a 3-on-3 match. Mm-hmm. And Caval was voted to be the number one NXT rookie. Do you think that was well deserved?
Yeah, it's Caval. Come on. I mean, okay. it's like should Bryan Danielson be back? Yes. You know, it's him being number one. I'm not surprised on. I think it was funny that he kicked the thing instead of punching it. I thought that was kind of funny. But one thing that I didn't care for the show that really made me mad was the fact that Lucky Cannon was eliminated. I saw it coming because Alex Riley needs to win. I'm sorry, he needs to win.
Alex Riley needs it the most. Yeah.
Because Husky Harris, I think people now are starting to get they're kind of digging him a little bit. So if he was to get eliminated, if him and, well, my boy Percy Watson are going to get eliminated next week, and then you're going to have, you only have the three left, Alex Riley should win, no matter, hands down, because then he can say, I was the NXT Season 2 champion. And then, you know, he does his whole spiel, which, by the way, he is very, very polished on the mic, by the way. I'm yes, surprised on how almost spotless all of his speeches have been. I mean, he's had a stumble here and there, but like even after the stumble, he gets right back exactly like having that, you know, like deep voice and basically saying, "You people are all idiots." I should be the number one guy, blah, 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 blah. So I think he does a good job at that. Very happy about it.
The only thing I don't like about Alex Riley, though, is that he uses my finisher, and I really don't like that. So, you know, in all my wrestling games, you know, like that's the finisher. It's basically a TKO, except you know, go all the way down. You know, instead of being a stunner, it's a full-fledged diamond cutter.
Yeah, someone used to use that, though, back in the day, didn't they?
I don't remember who, but that was the one I always loved.
Was that the chart buster? From Disco Inferno. Just a joke. I just mess with you.
So,
you know,
there are two eliminations next week.
Yeah, two eliminations. Like I said, dude, I think it's going to be. I think Husky and Percy are going to be gone, and then they're going to have Alex Riley win.
I disagree. I think it'll be Percy and Alex Riley. I think Riley will go, but I think Percy is kind of just guaranteed to go. Like he's gone, you know.
Well, like we said before, he doesn't need it. You know what's the point of him being there? One thing also that I think who will end up winning it if it's not Riley, I think it's going to be McGillicuddy, because then he can, because if they want to push him big time, he'll just start doing the Mr. Perfect thing. He'll just start saying, I'm perfect. I had a perfect record. Because if you notice, he's never lost a singles match, but he's lost tag matches.
Yes.
So he can say that he's been perfect and just keeps on saying perfect over and over again. And then maybe he'll come out as Mr. Perfect, you know, Junior or something like that.
I actually, you know what, and it's predictable, but I actually like it. I actually think that's the way I would do it. So, but you know what isn't perfect, Andy?
Yeah, definitely as of today, GoDaddy. If you want to make an impact online, GoDaddy.com has what you need. .com names as low as $1.99. Plus, world-class hosting, fast and easy website builders, and much, much more. Plus, when you enter the code POD149, when you check out, you'll save an additional 10% off your web hosting order. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com. Summer 65, see for details. TNA is going to put out a free pay-per-view. When is this happening?
It's supposed to be this Thursday, but it's not really a free pay-per-view. It's their going home show. They're saying they're still actually planning on doing it a real pay-per-view. This is kind of like
a faux pay-per-view. Yeah, yeah. Actually, it already happened. Of course, it was surprisingly, it's almost what they should have had on Sunday. If you know what I mean, because they basically had a non pay per view for their guys, and then they put out a pay per view, and it's going to be free. It's going to be on Spike TV, of course. So if check your local listings, definitely check it out. AJ versus Kurt, awesome,
amazing.
Pope Anderson Morgan, another good one. RVD and Abyss in a ladder match.
Then, well, it was actually a weapon on a pole match.
Oh,
but it basically was a ladder match.
Okay.
I mean, it really was. They used that ladder like a ladder match. Mm-hmm. So,
and probably my favorite match, Motor City Machine Guns versus Bear Money in a 2 out of 3 falls match. Good. Very happy
about
that.
I got to make a comment.
Okay.
They did a best of 5 series, and then they ended it with a 2 out of 3 falls match. It was basically a best of 7 series. I mean, realistically, you know. So.
Right. Okay. All right.
I got you on that.
I thought it was kind of funny. I thought
about
it was kind
of
funny. So.
But anyways, Fortune took out EV 2.0. Why?
EV 2.0 was in the ring celebrating the pay-per-view, mm-hmm. and Fortune came out with a couple other extra people, Doug Williams in particular, and they just beat the living crap out of EV 2.0. And RVD was taken out on a stretcher, and the report is he's actually taking time off, and he is dropping the title. And so on next week's show, they're doing an 8-man elimination tournament for the title.
Ooh.
What do you think about that?
It's going to be good, but it's kind of crap that he, you know, didn't drop the title. Because that's one thing that always gets me is that there's a lot of times they just don't drop the title. And that kind of takes me off, but that's it's not even the WWE. It's TNA. TNA is turning into WWE to a certain extent. What's going on with that?
That's one thing I don't like. I agree with you wholeheartedly. Have him drop the title to Matt Morgan, you know, and I don't think Matt Morgan's up there. Don't get me wrong. I don't. But if you drop it to Matt Morgan, Matt Morgan's stock goes up. Drop it to Ken Kennedy, Ken Anderson, his stock goes up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Drop the title to somebody to make them look good.
That would be the smart thing to do. That's a key word. So, mm-hmm. Anyways, yep. So that's TNA for this week.
You know, the thing is, I mean, it was a very good show. You know, if you get a chance to see it or see the replay, watch it. But, you know, every report also online, I mean, they've just said, you know, they've given it basically an A+, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we stopped doing our ranking system because I think it took away a little bit from the show. And you kind of got the idea of whether or not we like the show when we talk about it. So, but, you know, this was a show that it was, this is why you watch TNA. You know, four shows like this. So,
oh yeah. But anyway, so that's TNA for the week. We're not going to do weekly topic this week. We covered a lot of stuff this week, so we're gonna skip it till next week. First things first, I just want to make an announcement. If you notice that our websites are kind of either slow at first, and then all of a sudden they're like really, really fast, what happened was I'm actually changing servers, and GoDaddy actually has been taking the site down and putting it up, putting down, putting it up. But it's basically going to what they call grid style hosting. So it's going to be, once everything's settled and moved, you're going to be able to download the show. They were telling me speeds of like just megs a second. We're talking like, if you have the fast enough connection, we're talking, you get like 10 megs a second or something like that. I can't believe it, but that's what they were telling me. So I'm all excited about that. So we're switching to the new servers sometime this week. I'm just kind of waiting. So if Section 86 is down, we are sorry. Anyways, if you want to follow us, Aaron is AP Hughes, AHughes86, and then the show is Off the Mark 86. We want to thank our fans for listening to all our shows. Our download numbers keep going up. We're happy about that. We also want to thank Section 86, 86 Productions. And for Aaron Hughes, I'm Andrew Hughes, and we're tagging out.